Terry and Kenneth Bridwell were married for 51 years.
They wanted people to experience joy. And I think music was a really big part of that for them and for us growing up too.
That's their daughter, Shelley Noble. In July of 2020, deep in the pre-vaccine early days of the pandemic, Terry and Kenneth died within days of one another from COVID-19. NPR's remembering people like the Bridwells through the music they loved in our tribute to lives lost called Songs of Remembrance. Shelley Noble and her sister, Allison Lever, told us their mother, Terry, was endlessly creative. And Allison says she especially loved singing around the house.
Mom would always sing to us. She would just start, you know, singing. And Shelley said, she goes, I think she was sometimes doing that to like get us out of being in a bad mood.
I dreamed I held you in my arms.
I think she did it to make us, just to make us smile, or to, especially when you're like preteen or whatever, and there's like always angsty people walking around her house, like just to break the tension.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
She loved to do projects with us to keep us busy and to help us be creative. And
yeah, she was really into sewing. She made my veil for my wedding, and then she made our cousins, and then a family friend, and then my best friend from Atlanta. And they were exquisite. You would have paid thousands of dollars for them.
My dad was very opinionated. Quite often it was his way or the highway, but he was also a lot of fun.
I think what's one of my favorite memories is we were in, he used to like really large cars, big Cadillacs. And
that purple Cadillac was like the love of his life. He loved that car so much. And he loved to take people riding in it at very fast speeds.
Are you about to tell him the railroad track story? Because that's what's in my head of like,
go ahead.
Some family, friends, and kids in the car, and it was just kids.
There was four or five of us, and I think we were going to Pizza Hut.
He was flying down whatever road it was because he wanted to. Not, we weren't late, but it was just more fun.
And he was blasting music. Johnny Cash was one of his.
Johnny Cash, yes.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
This like kind of a dip and then a railroad track, and that Cadillac, I don't feel like I'm exaggerating when I'm telling you that it flew a little bit before. I mean, we got a lot of air and we were all like just screaming and laughing, and he just laughed and laughed, and then Johnny Cash is playing in the background.
I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild.
They got sick right around the 4th of July in 2020. It was right after the 4th of July.
It took my dad down pretty fast because I think his dementia played into it. So he ended up in the hospital. But mom was not in the hospital when she passed away. She was at home.
And she thought she was feeling better. Until like one day she was telling me, and she told the healthcare worker that was coming in, she goes, I don't think I can breathe. Then like at 3 or 4 in the morning, she called 911 because she couldn't breathe at all. Shelley actually got the message that mom passed away. And then she called me. I was like, what? It was like, I couldn't even believe that that's what had happened.
That was terrible. I want people to remember our mom and dad as folks who loved other people deeply and wanted them to feel loved and to feel joy and to really experience life.
That was sisters Allison Lever and Shelley Noble remembering their parents, Kenneth and Terry Bridwell of Travelers Rest, South Carolina, who died from COVID-19. They were both 73 years old.
I dreamed I held you.